Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Good evening.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
And now for something completely different.
You're part of the internet.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
This is Moose.
Ladies and gentlemen, degenerate news.
It's a chemical that absorbs all of the sun's rays.
I mean, that's pretty fucking spectacular.
Instead of packing sunscreen, just pack a spatula. And as they're sitting there roasting, just flip your little toddler over.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Degenerate News. I'm your host, B-Dub.
And this is Moose.
Hey, Moose.
How you doing, B-Dub?
Oh, man, I'm good, buddy. I'm good. So, had our first show air last week.
Yeah.
That was, That was pretty awesome.
Fucking exhilarating, huh?
Oh, I'll tell you, man. It's a whole nother world when you're listening to yourself.
Yeah, but it gave me goose pimples.
Goose pimples, yes. Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, a big shout out to DV Radio for letting us be a part of the gang and helping spread some news to you guys. So I think we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to start off with our segment, Incoming. Looks like we had some interesting stuff go on over the last week. A bald eagle found in the nation's capital, injured, surprisingly. And I know a lot of people out there say, well, you know, why is that important? Well, because it's a fucking freedom bird. And, you know, we care about these things. What do you think, Moose? You mean this is important? Yes?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. I mean, it's the national bird. I mean, how is it not, you know, how is it not important?
I agree. I mean, I'm not saying it's like war important, but I mean, shit, this is our, it is a flying symbol of freedom and it should be spread daily. So we need to make sure these guys can fly.
Because its status as such a powerful symbol, it's actually protected by a couple of federal laws. So, I think more of the fact that it's just injured is, you know, possibly, was it injured by somebody? You know, that could be a thing worth pursuing.
They actually did not put out there, they stated that the eagle, was found injured, unable to fly, but they do not know the reasoning why as of yet. So, you know, maybe we'll get some follow-up information on that, and we can spread that with you bird lovers out there. So, Moose, I found a new place for us to work in the future when our wives leave us.
What was that?
A Czech power plant holds bikini contest to pick interns.
I mean, yeah, I'll be a judge.
Oh, I mean, yeah, without doubt, wow, this is some pretty interesting candidates. I'll post links so that way you guys out there can follow and take a look if you don't have access. But, looks like we got some winners. Well,
we'll post the story, because we're covering it.
Yeah.
If whatever purpose, you know, whatever means to an end you use it for is up to you. But from what I read from the story, it was all high school graduates, so fairly young, from my understanding, legal, but fairly young.
So these, the individuals that were doing this are being selected. Let's see here.
What was it, just for a 2-week internship? Maybe if you put it.
Well, I mean, it's basically, they're just doing this, basically, right after the Uber CEO, following his accusations, they decided it was a good idea to do this, to select their interns. It's totally up to the individual that's wanted to do it. 10 female high school graduates were graded before Chuck's followers to ogle in favor. You might think there would have been a national outcry from the Czech Republic, but you would be wrong. It really wasn't a big deal. So,
there's so it was kind of just like a, hey, and then done.
Pretty much, because, you know, look at it this way. It's a different culture. It's a different world. They don't whine about shit that's, you know, pointless. Listen, people, if you give permission and you know you're willingly doing this, just let it be. I mean, don't. There's no point in bitching and fighting about it. Most of these women out there, they choose to do what they're doing. And same with men. It doesn't get a lot of attention. But men, you know, we make our own decisions. And it should be no one else's input what and why. And it's just stupid. But anyways, moving on.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better. It's whatever. I have my own opinion. Most people don't agree with it. But you know what? I got a topic that I think all can relate to.
What's next?
So, bring on the pigs. PETA has asked why anyone would ever eat bacon. Clearly, it didn't go so well. Reports from Huffington Post, they have reached out to, I'm assuming it's essentially just a question, but the responses are quite shocking.
Yes. So it was actually, although it was published as a story on Huffington Post, PETA actually, from what I'm seeing, put it on Twitter. They tweeted this question to get, to provoke a conversation or debate. And a couple senators, a senator actually was pretty active in the posters or in the response to that post. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah, put up a picture of him eating a bacon double cheeseburger in response to it.
I thought that was pretty badass. He actually posted a couple pictures as well where he had propped in some bacon emojis. But what I thought was pretty interesting, it was something that you showed me, the should you eat that bacon flowchart. I'm going to do what I can to get this out on the website so you can take a look at it. I think it's something that we should live by. And it basically goes, should you eat bacon? Arrow down, do you want to feel like angels air frolicking on your taste buds? If yes, eat it. If no, you've clearly never tasted bacon, eat it. Yes, but I'm afraid bacon will kill me. Are you a coward? You can go either way. I am not, then eat it. Or yes, I am a coward. Bacon will turn you into a true warrior. So really, there is no reason to not eat bacon. Unless you hate yourself. I think it's pretty fantastic. But you guys, we'll post this out there so you guys can take a look at it. There's a lot of really creative answers and retweets. It's something that you can spend a few minutes on to get a good laugh out of your day. So, I don't know, Moose. We've talked a little bit about the news, but how was your week? Everything good?
It's actually been a long week for me.
Okay.
First, I mean, it's been hot as hell, and as a fat guy, it's, constant, dabbing with a tissue.
Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been pretty warm here. And then I actually got into a car accident.
Really?
That was pretty fun. Yeah, I got the bumper of my car smushed in like a fucking pancake.
I
was not happy about that.
And how was the reaction? I'm interested.
Well, apparently the guy worked with me, and he kind of was like, oh, hey, how you doing, buddy? I'm like, buddy, you hit my car, and now I'm your fucking friend? Fuck this. Pull the fuck over, and then, you know, he kind of got scared thinking I was going to attack him, which never happened, and then I was forced to rely on the local PD to kind of come and calm him down.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that you chose to go the right way. I can't say I do the same. You know, I had a similar week. No accident this week. Pretty long, pretty stressful at work. You know, getting out there and hitting the phones for all of you lovely people out there. I do customer service, so I got
God,
some pretty
God
good...
God help us all.
Yeah, hey, you know what? A veteran who hates people and, you know, can't stand being around things, driving, you know, it truly angers me. But I chose customer service as a profession. It's, you know, but it's uplifting. I have a couple of gentlemen that I work with. I won't say their names, but they both start with D. And so I'll let you guys be creative. And they are about as close to degenerate as you're going to get, and they keep me going on day by day. So to you boys, you know, I thank you. But you know what, Moose? I decided to go on a warrior bass fishing trip. Figured it was something new to do, and, well, I haven't gone fishing in like 17 years, so. Well, let me remind you. Did you have fun? I did. I had a blast. I caught a couple fish. I thought it was interesting, to say the least. And I got fried. I mean, let me tell you, people, the sun, it does burn, you know, for your veterans that dwell in your house. If you decide to go out, don't. Because it'll kill you. Overall it was good. It was through a warrior foundation. They annually, they hold a bass fishing trip. They also hold trout fishing trips. It was a very, very uplifting experience for someone that doesn't go out and do that sort of thing on a day-to-day basis. I highly recommend you all go out there. Also wanted to touch on, if y'all haven't noticed, Mama G.I. is not in the house this evening. I sent her to the store, and we are hoping she doesn't return for at least a few hours. And this evening as well, we do not have a guest. However, I am going to share some information about a foundation that is very near and dear to mine and my good friend here, Moose's heart. Strong Point Fire Ranch. We'll go into a little detail about them. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the president on the line this evening to talk a little bit, but hey, we can definitely take care of some of the information and help you guys get affiliated with it. So Moose. Alright, everybody, we're gonna move into suppressive fire.
Requesting suppressive fire.
Right, guys, we're going to discuss some of the top stories going on. Moose, do you have anything to kick it off with, or you want me to go ahead and start?
Well, I kind of want to just point out that, you know, Trump is taking a lot of space up on the front pages with the whole tweeting and accusations and stuff. So we're probably not going to focus a lot on that.
No.
Just so everybody knows,
I think everyone,
politic free,
just from traveling to and from work, has heard enough. The only thing I'm going to point out about Trump is two things. A, we should totally take his phone away. And B, he posted a video, a WWE video, of himself physically beating the shit out of CNN. That, I thought, was pretty funny. I think he doesn't like the news. Hopefully Mr. Trump likes our news, and maybe one day he'll talk about us, and it'll make me feel special. You know, there's a couple stories out there. Really nothing that I felt was super awesome. There was an officer recently who saved a boy from an extremely abusive family, and it made top headlines because he adopted him. That's pretty awesome. Blue lives definitely matter, and I support them 100%, as should all of you. I'm telling you, man, there's really not a whole lot out there. We had some shootings, though, the past week. Pretty upsetting stuff going on there. Shooter at a hospital in the Bronx. They believe was a colleague of his, or former colleague of his, that he attacked and went after, and that's what caused that issue. There's an Ebola outbreak in the Congo that's left four dead, so that's kind of starting to get some attention. Amelia Earhart's disappearance is still a mystery 80 years later. Did you know that news?
I had no clue.
I thought she was, you know, still alive and well. I mean, no. I mean, seriously, come on, people. Like, there's better and more important shit to talk about than someone that's been gone for 80 years. I mean, just let us know when you find her. Really, you're clogging my CNN and NBC headlines with shit. However, meth surges in the U.S., so... I mean, it's promising that heroin's not the top subject. We're working on some Breaking Bad level shit. I don't know, Moose.
That's always fun.
I think we're doomed, bud. I mean,
I'm a big fan of just removing all of the warning labels and letting society sort itself out.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
So I mean, with as far as that one goes, you guys have fun with that.
Yeah.
I'll be over here eating my SpaghettiOs.
You would, you fucking bastard. So, I want to touch on one top headline on foxnews.com. It's like one of the first things that pops out at me, and it says, Gwyneth's neighbors hate. Do you
Gwyneth
care?
As in Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really, really important information to feed to the American public that... some actress is hated by her neighbor. What about the individuals that are fighting? How about these guys that are home that are fighting a battle that is unseen and unrecognized by the United States? You know, the loss of how many thousands of guys every year to suicide, and their help that they're not getting. Or just the shit help that they're getting. It's something to hit on. You know, we should start stepping up as a, I would say, as a community to really start pushing to fix some of these issues.
I mean, there are a ton of privately organized companies or groups of people, like the Ranch, DV Radio, all these people, all of us guys. Now, 22s for 22 is another one that you mentioned before, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's almost as if the VA is turning into another U.S. Postal Service. Just money keeps getting dumped into it, and nothing keeps happening. You know,
well,
nothing happens.
You know, it's sad to say, but... it depends on where you're at. I can see a lot of changes in my VA, for instance. You know, they are starting to step up a lot more and really push to help. And it's actually a little bit more comforting to start going there again. You know, knowing that I'm going to get at least some assistance. I'm not asking for the world, but... a little bit goes a long way, and I think with for our brothers out there and our sisters that, you know, we as a military community in all branches have really joined together and began starting, you know, Facebook pages and different groups that get together. I mean, nowhere will you go left behind. There's always something near that's able to assist you and is willing to stop and help you. One for sure that's always available is DB Radio Dysfunctional Veteran. You know, they have a great group of people. They're admins that work on the page, on the Facebook page, and as well as on the forum. So make sure that if you guys want to start getting connected and linking up, I mean, it's a great place to talk, and you're going to talk to veterans. You're going to get with people that understand. It's not just some fucking schmo, you know, some schmuck sitting behind a desk somewhere that's, you know, well, yeah, go ahead. Just, you know, I'm here for you if you want me. So, you know, but tonight's going to be a rant night, I think. I got a lot of things that are pissing me off. I didn't realize it until I started doing this. What about you, buddy?
Well, I think I'm doing all right. That little fender bender I had was kind of really the only thing pushing me this week.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
You know, nothing else popping up on my radar over here except for I'm sweating in places I haven't sweat since I've been in Afghanistan. So,
telling you, man,
the sooner winter gets here, the better.
You got to get your old lady out there to powder down the wet spots. It's the only way. I think we're gonna leave
about
this
ready for a break real break. Quick.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah, let's do this. I need a refill on this. My glass is kind of empty.
All right, brother. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to lead into a break here. And here is some interesting information from the DV side.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio.
Hey, DV, surprise! I shouldn't expect to hear me, the Joker, did you? Guess what? DV6 forgot to close up the station before he left. That's okay, isn't it? We can just swing bats around, can't we?
What's that noise?
There oh no. Better go. Don't want the VA to find me out of my room again. Batty, isn't it?
I don't give one fuck, two fucks, red fucks, blue fucks, by Kevin Nordstrom. Narrated by Poochie Poo.
Today is the day, oh yes, I'm in luck, for today is the day, I just don't give a fuck. I've run out of fucks, I tell you it's true, it doesn't matter to me if they're red fucks or blue. I don't give a fuck whether I'm here or I'm there. I don't give a fuck if you're mauled by a bear. I don't give a fuck about the what's or the who's. And I don't give a fuck that I drink too much booze. What's that you say? Oh, you still give a fuck? Well, I have 5 words for you.
I don't give a fuck.
I may not give a fuck for the rest of my life. It would certainly keep me from lots of pain and some strife. So goodbye to my fucks wherever you went.
I'd say you'd be missed, but even that buck's been spit.
DB Radio.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
And welcome back to Degenerate News, everybody. If you weren't here before, I'm your host, B-Dub, and we got news. Yep, go ahead.
Is that me? Okay, yeah, this is Moose.
Yeah, that's Moose. Yeah, just want to touch on some things. We talked about a couple things there last, if you're just tuning in, you missed the first part of our show. We had some issues with Bald Eagles being hurt, found Czech Republic Bikini Contest. Had some interesting topics we discussed. We went on a couple of rants. All information will be on our website. It's www.degeneratenews.net. You can follow everything there and catch up to speed. And you'll be able to follow us on our podcast when it becomes available. So, I think it's time to lead into Moose's story time with Moose.
Yay, story time with me, Moose, yay!
Yay!
Alright, okay.
So what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, I know last week you kind of touched on some stories that had to do with the whole transgender identifying thing. Listen, yeah. I'm not trying to poke fun or say you're anything's better than anybody else, whatever. But here's another one. San Diego woman says she's married to a Southern California train station.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the general initial reaction. I find myself throwing out there. So, she's been in love with this thing since she was 9. I don't know if that's sure. She's named it Daedra. The train station's name is Daedra.
Daedra.
Yeah, I would have went with something a little bit sexier, maybe. I don't know. A little more appealing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Personal preference.
I know. It's one of those things. It was a short ceremony. Just her and Daedra. She just put her hand on the building and devoted herself to it.
Okay.
Which is cool. Short and sweet. She doesn't live near it, so she has to drive. She has to take public transportation 45 minutes just to spend time with it. And apparently she does this daily.
Okay. That's a hefty bill.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? True love?
I guess so. I mean, I'm not gonna judge anyone. If you wanna fuck a piece of wood, or you want to lick a window, hey, more power to you, man. I mean,
yeah, it's whatever. So she spends about a couple hours walking around her block, or the building, apparently she identifies as objectum sexual, which is a person who is attracted to inanimate objects and structures. I mean, I guess technically speaking, I'm an objectum sexual because I love beer and pizza.
Yeah, but I mean, never mind.
Does that count?
You would marry a fucking pizza.
I wouldn't marry to it. I mean, I'm attracted to them.
I mean, do you get hard? Do you get really excited whenever you get a pizza?
Well, yeah, I think everybody gets excited for pizza.
Alright, folks, well, let us know. I would love to hear some people's feedback that listen to this on your point and topics on that. Sorry I'm cutting you off, Moose, but just if you guys are interested in sending me your thoughts on that, go ahead and shoot it to safespace@degeneratenews.net. Again, I would really like to hear some stuff on here. Go ahead, Moose. Sorry.
Oh, it's cool. And just in case you're wondering, she does try not to act conspicuous or, you know, publicly display her affection for it so she doesn't attract attention and get banned from Daedra.
Well, at least she's respectful.
She's respectful of everybody that's in the middle of commuting.
Okay.
All right. That's about all I got for that one.
So, to touch on that, ladies and gentlemen, don't do drugs. You'll find out very quickly that buildings are very hard to get penetration that's enjoyable. I mean, not from experience, but it's... Just stick to the humankind. I mean, yeah, it's a shame. Anywho, what else you got for me, buddy?
All right, next thing. I have a ticket on the Nope train to fuck that shit, Bill. Ready for this?
Yeah, bring it on, buddy.
All right, overturned car unleashes 30 venomous snakes, an alligator, and a turtle. Yeah, so I guess... Yeah.
That's a holy shit fucking freeway.
What's that?
It's a holy shit fucking freeway.
Yeah. So, details. Doesn't give any details as to whether or not there was a car accident or, you know, multiple cars involved. It just said when a car rolled over, or overturned, rather.
I'm gonna say it's due to the 30 fucking snakes and alligator and a goddamn high tortoise or turtle.
Yeah,
or
if you're just putt-putting along and then Mr. Slitherface kind of licks your ear, you're gonna go what the fuck too, right?
Yeah, he was probably getting a blowjob from a cobra and things turned south quickly, which led to a quick accident and these little fuckers are free. You know, people, again, don't do drugs. Having sex with animals is not okay.
I don't know about that, but
wait, are you agreeing with having sex with animals?
No. Okay. Hey, what you do is what you do. I don't need that.
I mean, we do call you Moose for a reason.
No. not that reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the worst part about this. Like the fuck that, you know, that puts the fuck in, you know, the fuck in the fuck no part of this is all of them were venomous, or most of them were. So like this dude's driving around riding dirty with rattlesnakes, copperheads, water moccasins, and a pit viper.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd like to do casually. Oh man. I mean, that's some shit you'd see out by you. I mean, for real. You don't see that shit down here.
I mean, us city folk ain't that, you know, ain't that crazy.
I don't know. Listen, all you people out there, if you haven't had a chance to visit the great state of Boston, I highly recommend it. And you can give me your feedback on that city. I can promise you that 99% of the people that live there are batshit nuts. I deal with them on a day-to-day basis, aside from talking to Mr. Moose here. And I'd have to say, I have lived my life very, very plentiful with humor by listening to some of these guys. Are you okay? Did you get shot?
No, I'm good.
Oh man, I'll tell you. All right, so what else? We got anything else from that deep part of the internet that that only people dare go to?
There's another one here. Sorry for not mentioning that was in Texas. That last story.
Good, they can stay in Texas.
Now, going back to Texas, same kind of situation, only this time it's pigs.
Okay.
Yeah, so same exact story, but with pigs. Two different incidences, not connected whatsoever. The whole pig thing, all the bacon seeds got set loose on I-45 in Wilmer, Texas.
Go on, sorry. I find it interesting that you called it bacon seeds.
What? They take food and turn it to bacon. It's it's wonderful, really. I don't know. Yeah, this, you know, two 18-wheelers crashed, one with the hogs. Once the pigs made it safely away from the vehicle, there was one of them caught on fire.
So, and then all the locals joined in for a nice old-fashioned pig roast, huh?
I said after the pigs all safely got away.
Oh.
So no pig roast, which is sad.
Well, I mean, did they at least catch the pigs, or did they not say?
It was an ongoing effort. It took them a while, but yeah, they did get most of them.
Nice. That's good. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't need the loss of one truckload of pigs to make the prices of my fucking bacon go up. Because I'll tell you, they fucking sneeze the wrong way, and it's like $10 for a pound of bacon. I don't need that shit in my life. I eat bacon almost every day. If you saw a picture of me, you would understand why. I'll tell you, man. Hey, you got some good shit there. But I think we're going to try and push forward here because we are running out of time. We are going to move into our fun-filled segment, Fallen! Alright, everyone. This evening, we are going to discuss a couple topics from the military that have been in the news that I find to be pretty fucking interesting. I do it that way because I don't care and I think it's fun. Mattis is in the news. Military Times reports that Mattis delays the new transgender policy for the U.S. military. A lot of you are still getting into the whole, you know, accepting that the military is allowing transgenders. And I get that. As all you guys are active or going through your briefings and your classes about transgenders and awareness and how the regulations and rules are going to work, I've been there. I have had to do it as well, so I'm right there with you.
Well, did you have a difficult time during your transition? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it was pretty cut and dry. I mean, you know, shut the fuck up. Seriously. Come on, man. You know me. I'm a guy. I'll stay a guy, and I'll die a guy. But it doesn't mean that these he, she's, she, he's, you know, whatever you people call them, they're people. They have the right to serve. You know, I have my own personal opinion that really, and it's with anybody, as long as you keep it to yourself and you can act accordingly as a human being, an adult, and a leader, I don't give a shit. Anything outside of that, we're going to start having problems.
I don't know. I mean, worrying about what another man does or another woman does with their genitals is probably the weirdest, most homophobic thing I could possibly think of.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand why your business should be my business or my business should be your business.
Agreed. And just to touch on this, folks, the Mad Dog is not trying to delay this or interfere with this transition. He is simply pushing it off a little bit so that way we can get some more knowledge and we can do some more research in it. You know, folks, we can't jump into something like we have so many times in the past without looking into it further. It's better to be smarter and not work harder and have to deal with the shit in the end. You know, let's just make sure we know what we're fucking talking about. Moving on, I got some information here on our boy Bo Burdell. He's still a piece of shit. Everyone knows it. Nobody fucking likes him. He should be hanged. He should be stripped of his rank. You know, that sleeve of 10,000 combat stripes that he's got, it just infuriates me from no beyond. But, I mean, he was Obama's little puppy. Looks like they have noted in that serious wounds to a soldier and a Navy SEAL who searched for Army Sergeant Bo Burville can now be used at the sentencing phase of his upcoming trial. Judge ruled Friday giving prosecutors significant leverage to pursue stiff punishment against the soldier. I mean, they even put stiff in bold capital letters. So, he's going to have a good time, I guess, when he gets sentenced to hard time, hard all caps and bold. Yeah, I think that judging by the mass quantities of people that were severely affected by him doing what he did and their urge and desire to find him, it changed a lot of our brothers and sisters' lives, a lot for not good. You know, I think this piece of shit needs to be treated like one, and I really and truly don't even want him in the news.
On a more positive note, one thing that hits me and B-Dub kind of close to home, the first four women to graduate the Army's Cav Scout training, now located at Fort Benning, just graduated last week, so hats off to them.
Yeah, kudos.
Yeah, they went through the same 5th Squadron, 15th Cav Regiment for the 19th Delta OSA train that me and B-Dub did.
That's so right. They don't post here what troop they were with, but if they went through a good one, I'd say it's probably Delta.
Yeah.
Just my personal opinion. That brings back memories, doesn't it, bud?
Yeah, we only spent, 2 months in Mopstick phase? So, I mean, you know,
it wasn't bad.
Good times.
For all you folks out there that don't know, and we haven't touched on it too much, me and Moose actually went to basic training together and then served together through our entire active duty time. And then we got out at the same exact time as well. Staying very, very close friends, and I would say even best friends, you know, as we can start getting sappy and we hug each other. You know, this is what the Army does. I mean, we're still close. We're still close to each other. But hey,
I'm giving you an air hug right now.
Yeah, aw, man, I can feel you grasping me. Holding me tightly. Yeah, you know what? This is cool. A lot of people bitch and complain about these young ladies stepping up and taking charge. You know, listen, like I said before, it is an adjustment. I can say it now. It's going to be difficult for some and many to learn and understand and deal with this. But listen, guys and girls, if this girl can outperform me, then so be it. You know, that's someone I would want to follow.
Personally, it's never been about can they do it? Because I don't know if you remember some of the combat camera tricks that were attached to us.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're some hard-ass motherfuckers.
Dude, they were running through doors of buildings we were clearing backwards just to get a picture.
Yeah. No, I definitely, you know, commend.
So they got it where it counts. So.
Yeah, and you know what? There's nothing better than being a Cav Scout. And I don't give a shit what anyone else says. We get a fucking cowboy hat, and we get to wear spurs, and we get to carry a sword.
Carry around the fucking sword.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, that alone defeats your blue core, you know, just for you. I'm gonna push some buttons here. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you, infantry. You can't hang with us. You are not us, and we're not basically you. We're Cav Scouts. Just remember that. We'll go into depth a little bit more on that later, you know, Moose, but let's not get into it too much. I don't want to piss anybody off right
this
second.
Scouts out for now.
Yeah, scouts out, you know. We'll mount up somewhere else. Probably, never mind, I'm not going to get into that one either. You know, hey, I commend these young ladies for stepping up and taking up place. So long as they lead by example and they show commitment and they lead the way, as so many other Cavalry Scouts have before them, I have absolutely nothing bad to say about them, and I give them nothing but the best of luck. So I would actually love, if any of you out there are listening and have any connections with one of these young ladies, I would love to have a conversation with one of them if they'd like to be on the show. So, post it out there. We'll maybe we'll be lucky enough to get one of these young ladies on here to tell us about their training and how they feel about it. So, that's all I have for our fall-in segment. This evening, as I said before, we do not have a guest. However, I'm going to talk a little bit about a foundation that is extremely close to me and Moose. The Strong Point Finer Ranch. They have been on a couple other shows, Disgruntled Discussions, Barracks Talk. They are a beautiful foundation with beautiful people that work for them that do nothing but give every ounce of effort that they can to assisted veterans of all different classes. We're talking, you know, you don't have to be an injured veteran. You don't have to have PTSD. You know, from the Coast Guard to the Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force.
Yeah, you got a DD-214, you're in, man.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, this is something that everyone deals with things. We don't segregate. I'm not going to separate anybody. The foundation's based out of New Mexico. The foundation is based out of New York. We have a branch down in the great state of New Mexico. It's about 1,200 acres. Where, you know, we don't go out and do kumbaya. We don't go out there and give each other hugs. You know, this is a legitimate time that you can get away from life that you live at on a day to day and get yourself out there to work with other veterans. You know, we do a lot of hiking. We do everything really as a team. But it really gives you the opportunity to give your brain a rest. And get you away from things to really allow you to focus on your strengths and your weaknesses, and do it with people that are familiar with, you know, what you've been through. So,
from what you've told me, it's only, 4 or 5 days?
It's 5 days. And people, you'll hear about it a lot. I do work with the foundation. I've been out to one of the retreats. Our co-host here, Moose, is actually going to be heading out with us in this upcoming retreat in August, which is going to be a very special trip. It is a 171, mainly a 171 Cav memorial trip. So we're going to have a whole bunch of guys that served with Lieutenant Joseph Finer, who the foundation is named after, to come out and experience this and really grow from it. You know, folks, it doesn't matter who you are. I want the ladies out there. I want the guys out there. I want you to get involved. Please visit www.strongpointfiner.org.
And if that's too difficult for you to spell, there is a link.
Yes, we will have a link site. On the website. At the very bottom there, you can see them as a special guest. I'm not going to remove that because I do want to have the president come on and discuss a little bit more in depth on what's going on. But hey, folks, you know, we got a lot of help from a lot of people, but we need more. We need you guys to spread the word. Please just take a look at it. I think you'll be interested in what we have to offer. To touch on some things, the trips are covered as long as, you know, you're willing and able to go forward and really take what you can from this. You know, the ranch is going to cover the cost of getting you out there. So essentially, it's just what you need to bring with you to keep you comfortable. Medication, clothing, is about all you need. You know, We just got a new website up and running. I am going to post a link to this directly to our promotional video, so you can kind of get some video on it. It's also on the website as well, where you can see what the ranch looks like, and kind of hear some stories from some of the guys that have been there. Moose has looked into it quite a bit, and he sounds like he's pretty excited to go.
Dude, I've been packed for like 2 weeks already.
I figured as much. Guys, it's a really cool foundation to be a part of. I'm absolutely honored to be a part of them and watch them grow. But hey, without you guys, we can't do anything. So I need you guys to step up and spread the word. If you come across someone that you think would be a good fit to go, please share the information. Have them get in touch. Somebody from the ranch will reach out to them. Even the president, he gets out there and reaches out as well. So, this isn't a wounded warrior group. This is a very small group.
This is all that's for vets.
Yeah.
Working with each other for each other.
Yeah, I mean, and it's still run by the family and close friends of the family. It's not, there's no corporate building, it's all run personally. So you can know that the small groups that go out to these retreats you're going to get the attention that you need. You're not going to be drowned out by so many other people. We're going to post some information on the website. I'd like to try and get a page here, because we are still working on getting the website built. But I will get a page out there for recommended foundations and assistance programs that you guys can get onto and hopefully benefit from if you guys feel like you need to. We got some good company. We had our guest last week from K-Bar Soap Company, who are really, really interesting, and I think that what Chris got going on there is actually pretty cool. You guys out there that like to get all frothy, hey, that guy can make some cool-ass soap. And they're in the shape of grenades. So, like I said, we're going to touch on some different topics, some different, foundations and things going on in that area week by week in our Blue Force segment, and hopefully we'll have some more guests coming up. I am working on trying to get Patriot Shades on here at some point, as well as Stick Vet to come on and talk about his upcoming comics and his book. So,
well, if you haven't read some of his comics, you got to go check it out.
Yeah, he's got some pretty funny shit. And just forewarning, some of the stuff he has on there. Hey, it's surprising that a stick figure can get you emotional, but he's got some shit that hits home, so make sure you check him out as well. There is a link on the website to him, as well as Song of Life, Patriot Shades, Loudmouth Patriot. One interesting fact about them is they have about 5 different websites, but they all go to the same thing, and they do a lot of good shit for veterans. So make sure you check them out as well. So, I think I'm going to touch on a new segment piece here. I think we're going to call the Mad Dog Minute.
Okay, all right.
Let's try and come up with something out there in this beautiful world that our boy Mattis has going on in his brain. We discussed the lifting of the transgender ban, or delays the lifting of the transgender ban. That right now is the big topic out there, but, I think for the first segment, let's talk a little bit about the man. Let's talk about Mad Dog. Does that sound appealing?
Go for it, man. It's his introductory segment here.
Let's introduce Mr. James Mattis, Mad Dog. Born September 8, 1950, he is the 26th and current United States Secretary of Defense. Whatever you beautiful Marines out there say, go ahead and say it. He is serving in the Trump administration. To many, he is the only level-headed badass in that administration. From what I keep hearing in the news, because everyone seems to hate everybody else except for him. He retired from the United States Marine Corps as a general, who previously served as the 11th commander of the United States Central Command and was responsible for American military operations in the Middle East, Northeast Africa, and Central Asia from August of 2010 to March 22nd of 2018.
So something tells me he knows a little bit about what's going on.
I would say he knows quite a bit as to what's going on. And the man is a very smart individual. Says here he was born in Pullman, Washington. To come out of that alive and well and strong-willed is tough. I know a lot of people from out there. There's a lot of badasses that come from that state. But there's also a lot of crazies. So, he joined the Marine Corps Reserve in 1969. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant through the Reserve Officers Training Corps, January 1st, 1972. Mattis was considered to be an intellectual among the upper ranks.
I think that still holds true.
I would think so. Robert Scales, a retired United States Army Major General, described him as one of the most urbane and polished men I've known. Reinforcing the intellectual persona was the fact that he carried a personal copy of the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius throughout his deployments. I may have said that wrong, but you know what? This guy's a stud. He's a cold hard killer, badass, an all-around squared-away guy who I feel is strong enough that he can sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and talk shit. You know, Mad Dog, if you're out there, if you have 5 minutes, I'd love to have you on my show. We can sip coffee with whiskey and discuss strategic measures and what's going on. But hey, you know, that's probably never going to happen. Moose, I think that it's time for us to push off for the evening. Do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, man, I think we covered a lot tonight.
I do, too. It feels kind of surreal. If this is going on, we have a show, and we have people seem to be liking us. Follow us on Facebook, at Degenerate News Radio. We got people hitting us up on Instagram every day. All of these which you can follow us on our website, www.degeneratenews.net. All links from this tonight's episode will be posted on our website as well as through the podcast link. You can find us on Podbean, iTunes Podcast, as well as Google Play. And you can catch us I wouldn't say live because it's not as pre-recorded, but you can catch us on DV Radio's webpage on Wednesdays at 8-ish. We'll go with that because due to some time framing things, it can be a little earlier, it can be a little later, but just keep an eye out on the Facebook page, the DV Radio and Dysfunctional Veterans, for scheduling and when episodes are due to air.
That being said, I think we need to sign off with a very strong thank you to those guys over there, guys and gals over there, because without them, this wouldn't be happening.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think that DV is a special place that is doing great things. Keep a lookout for new shows coming out soon. Disgruntled Discussions, Barracks Talk, Marquis 3030. And so many more that are coming to us. I feel blessed and honored to be a part of this. And to all you degenerate bastards out there, stay strong, stay classy, and
Scouts out, bitch.
DV Radio.